Com, you know it's movie madness. Get the reviews from the coolest podcast. Either two thumbs up, hold on, waste your cash. Just kick back, because the screen has begun. The madness starts in 3, 2, 1.
Well, good evening, and welcome to the show. Our first show of 2015. And joining me is very special guest, when she's not taking selfies, Christy Rock.
Hey, Jason, what's up?
Just the usual, you know. It's a new year, very exciting. Everything's fresh and new, right? Resolutions yes. Coming true. People are sticking to their resolutions. I still see people crowded at the gym. The gym is very crowded for the next month or so until those people fall off.
Yep, I'm one of those people, so we'll see what happens in February.
You feel like you might not stick with it?
I actually am feeling pretty good about sticking with it this year. I don't know why, but 2015 feels good to me. So, yeah.
Well, it's those odd-numbered years, I think. Those have always been good. And I think it's Year of the Rat. It's going to be Year of the Rat. Do you know what your Chinese symbol is?
I don't know. No. A horse, perhaps?
You might be a horse. I don't know. I forget how it goes because I'm not up on my Chinese symbols as much as I should be. But we are running a little late today. Or we're going to have a mini, like a mini show, which means it's going to be like twice as packed.
We have to talk twice as fast.
Twice as fast. We're going to have twice as much information. It's going to be chocked full of nuts.
We're not going to have any dead air whatsoever.
No dead air.
Between the two of us, we're going to be able to cover about 20 minutes.
No superfluous chit-chat. You know, we're going to get right down to business because I think... Oh, and the show next was nice enough. We're going to run 10 minutes late. So if you're looking for sports madness, that will start at 10:10, just so everyone knows. Because I know a lot of people tune in for that. So don't get
it's
worried.
The madness block.
Yeah, the madness block, which I did start. Just just so everyone knows.
Now, does he spell his with two D's also?
I don't think he does. we should inquire when he comes in here. We'll ask AJ how he spells his show name. Because it's very important.
I think he probably spells it the correct way.
The correct way? Well, I was just being, rappers when they put the Z on stuff. That's how I was going. That's all.
I think I see.
The extra D is for extra madness, Christine.
Wouldn't there be two M's if that was the case?
That's what you'd think, but that's where I send people down the wrong. It's all about misdirection. You know, it's a key to comedy and writing movie titles or show titles, I should say.
Okay.
And here's something we had a debate about while we were standing in the hallway is when the Oscar nominations came out. And I say they just came out yesterday. I don't know. Is everyone aware of this? Is everyone aware of the Oscar nominations? I don't think so.
Everyone is aware.
Yeah, but have they heard my take on it?
They have not because you have been missing your shows for the last couple weeks.
It's been snowy. And, I've been, I was on sabbatical. I was re-upping my movie expert certificate, which takes a lot of time. A lot of people doubt and it takes intense training. You know, like when Batman became Batman, he had to go to the Himalayas. But every now and then, when he had to train with Ra's al Ghul, that was equivalent to what I did. I mean, sometimes he needs to re-up his training because even in part 3, of Batman, he broke his back. He had to go back. He had to learn lessons all over again. Like, when to make it out of the jail, he had to go rope free. Did you see Batman, The Rising of Batman, part 3 with Bane?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. Well, basically, Bane beat him in fisticuffs, he put him in his jail. But the thing about this prison, it was a pit, I think, in the earth somewhere in Samara. I don't know. Some country that doesn't exist. Anyway, you can't daily. There's a chance for you to get out. But what you have to do is, you have to, cross this big crevasse, basically, and, do, a little rock climbing thing, right? So you have to, really take a huge leap of faith. And then they're like, hey, if you can do that, man, you're free. So he had to do that every day, but he kept failing. And, you only get one chance a day. It's like your daily thing. But someone gave him, and he's already been established as Batman. Like he saved Gotham for 7 years. But the thing was he was using a rope, so obviously he doesn't fall. And the advice was, hey, you gotta have no backups. You got to let yourself
faith.
Free. Right. So that's what, when he did.
So is that what you're asking your audience to do is just have total faith?
Oh, on a daily basis. That's what I ask everyone in my life to do. You just got to have faith. But yeah, I'm saying you got to learn new lessons. So, I mean, even Batman had to renew a lesson. You know what I mean? You relearn things.
Okay. So I forgot what the point was.
I don't know. I took such a long walk for that.
It was. You really went into another dimension.
I don't know
one.
What my point was.
I was okay with it. You know, I just want to make sure I'm not missing where we tie everything back together in a nice little bow.
I'm saying that even as well, you know, it's like one of those radio, like comedy is one of those arts that you never master ever. You're always learning. Mm-hmm. Crime fighting, being Batman, always learning. You never know everything. So that's why I was gone. I was relearning stuff. I was saying,
that's right. You're getting your certificate. That's where the bow is.
People might have thought, I mean, in absenteeism, they're like, well, you know, I'm not going to go to the cinema. Jason's not telling me what to watch. But, you know, I need to relearn my skills.
What you could have done here is actually come up with like a name of a fictional town that was having an amazing independent film festival that you were flown in for.
Personally.
All expenses paid.
Right.
As the representative of the hit podcast. Movie Madness. That would have been a fun story also.
Right, where I was choppered in.
Exactly. I know, I'm picturing a big mountain, of course, because that's where they all happen, correct? But
yeah, in like some way away resort, you need like special passes. There's even levels like blue pass, red pass.
Yeah, like you could ski and go to the beach in one day.
And I had the black pass, all access. There was nothing stopping me, and I, you know, I get to make out with the hottest girls of the town. Everyone wanted a piece of me.
All the starlets were there. The new starlets were there, and they all wanted a piece of you. See, yeah. I'm writing a better story.
A better version. Well, it's also an untrue version, but sure, it's better. Sometimes, yeah, fiction is better than the truth, I guess.
You weren't getting your certificate at all.
Oh, you're saying that's a lie as well? No, you don't know. I can produce my certificate on demand. You see me on the street, I will produce it. Just like my guarantee is like if you see me doing comedy, and you do not laugh once, catch me at the bar, you can punch me in the face. That's my comedy guarantee.
That's a risky guarantee.
You think so? As seeing me several times? Seeing me do stand-up is, well, you know, you got to go without the wire. Because we just talked about that.
Total faith.
No,
total faith.
Yes, no nets. You can't have it. You just got
no harnesses. Whoop. You got Nick Wallonda that all day long. Discovery Channel Nick Wallonda, not ABC Nick Wallonda.
Well, that guy just has a death wish, and I
know,
feel
I love
like
it. I think it's so sexy.
What, someone that wants to die soon, and he's not even like he's kind of like a one trick pony. He just walks across things on a wire. I don't know, like. Spice it up. Now you gotta like have lions or something.
He
or
did blindfolded this last time.
Oh, did he? Now, yeah. But now he's got to walk over like a pool of like sharks. If that's like
okay,
blood
I, yeah,
something
I'd be
like
into
in
that
there.
For sure. Definitely. They're just like hissing and snapping the whole time.
I do like it because he seems like a chubby guy. Like he's not.
He
even,
is a
like,
little chubby.
He's
it's
like, I can walk across this thin wire and still be. He's a good role model. Like, hey, I'm not gonna lose weight. Look at Nick Lawinda. he's chubby.
Like,
I'm gonna be chubby.
He's got like average dad bod. You know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
I mean, like he's. I mean, I guess no one's ever used the expression like there's like swimmer's body. No one's ever used the expression like tight rope walker body. That's not like an inch. Like I guess you don't have to train for it. It's all about balance. I mean, he probably has a strong core, I would imagine. It's
no,
just,
he has a lot of faith in Jesus, actually. That's how he gets by.
Yeah, well, I guess I would not put my faith in Jesus. But I mean, I guess, you know, people in Buffalo have a lot of faith because I was just driving here in the it's a little slick and people
yeah,
were
people
still not
out there. Be careful if you're coming home from work. Be careful.
Yeah. If you're coming home at that 10 o'clock hour, which is a good shift here in Buffalo. But be careful. No, I'm saying a lot of people have faith that their brakes are going to work because they weren't even observing the 3-second rule in the snow. They're just like right behind me, like, let's go. I'm in a rush to go somewhere at 10. I mean, I'm the only one that was in a rush. I had to come to this radio show to discuss the Oscars.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, that's what we were and talking about. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oscars have come out. And let's see, for Best Picture, and I guess everyone knows this, because I don't know when the nominations came out. I'm going to say it's less than a week. Christy, you go with a week, right?
I think so. I thought they came out like the day after the Golden Globes. I could have swore that's when they came out.
No, maybe the day after. Well, when the Golden Globes came out a week ago?
Yeah, it's been a week or two. I don't know. Mm-hmm, I don't watch them.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of backslapping and the stuff that I can't stand about the art.
It's
you know, everything
we get it.
Well,
we like each other. You like to make money. We know.
Who doesn't? Well, everything has their, you know, is overhyped and, you know, a comedy has it too. Like, oh, that was the greatest. You know, I mean, but you kind of have to do that when you're in the business of show because you can't, you know, Barnum and Bailey star that you can't just go, hey, come see this attraction. It's meh.
Yeah.
You got to be like, oh, come see the show. It's like crazy.
The most amazing
things you never
had
before.
Made.
Or, you know, I'm going to be on this comedy show and the guys that are with her are the funniest people ever. It's not, you know, not people that I dislike at all. Things of that nature. Not that I'm saying I'm on a comedy show with people that I dislike, because that is untrue.
That would never happen here in Buffalo.
That would never happen in Buffalo. I like everyone. I can't speak for everyone, but obviously I don't know if I've ever told you this.
Secrets.
Well, no, I have O, is it O negative? I have O blood type, so I'm everyone's buddy, basically, because I can give blood to anybody.
Anyone's life, if you right. wanted to.
Right, and that's
so
how
everyone should be very nice to you.
Basically,
because they get slashed in front of you.
Yeah, or
you
they
do something about it.
Yeah, they nick their jugular. Boom, I'm there. I can give you blood right on the spot. I mean, I don't know how. I'm sure I could Google it, but I could do it.
There's got to be a YouTube of that.
Isn't I'm there? Sure it is. Like, let me get a spoon and like some sort of wiring, and I'll give you a blood transfer right on the ground if that arises. But I'm saying I am everyone, because I feel like I'm universally loved in the comedy community, and in inversely. I love everyone.
That is so lovely.
I know. I have a problem
love
with
is love.
With no one. And I can't, I would have it hard to fathom anybody having a problem with me, because I just keep my head down. Mm-hmm. And I don't, I don't get involved with anything.
Okay. Well, we were talking about the Oscars.
Yes. And you know what? Let's start with the best picture. I know you've seen some. Well, have you seen any of these?
I have probably
on the
not
Best
seen
Part?
One of those. I will tell you, the only movie I've seen in the theater in the last 6 months was Exodus of Gods and Kings. And then usually I just watch things on from Redbox.
Which, ironically, stars Batman.
What? Oh.
Exodus.
Wait,
but that was probably nominated for Christian Bale.
Yes.
He was probably nominated for like costumes or something weird, or like cinematography.
Yeah, that's true. It was a very lovely looking movie.
Because it's got a Ridley Scott as director. But no, American Sniper, which is it's kind
I won't
of like
see that. I think that's going to be a not fun for all. Patriotic, well, no, it's, you know.
When you're shooting babies, I guess that's not it's not a great movie.
Well, I mean, is it supposed to be also like to kind of build up our sense of like, yes, we're at war with the world and we're the best guys? Is it?
I don't think so.
One of those kinds of movies.
I think some
get
people
the populace riled up.
Some real real leftist liberals are saying it's just propaganda, but can't you say that? You can say that about any movie that you make about war, unfortunately. It's like, especially where it's from our whose point of view is it going to be besides ours? It's going to be, oh well, that's just propaganda, especially from Clint Eastwood. You know, he talks empty chairs, and he's very
did he make that
he's director Clint Eastwood.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. Well, but yeah, I'm definitely scared.
I don't
of
know if
then.
It's propaganda or if he just picked it because, well, yeah, I mean, he kind of likes that kind of genre, but it is a very emotional subject. So, you know, and I feel like he does get a lot of criticism because of his. He's kind of like leaning towards the right in Hollywood, which is mostly left. Mm-hmm. You know, when he made Million Dollar Baby, a lot of people, like some stupid thing when he was mayor of Carmel, he was mayor of this little stupid city in California. He took away like handicap access to some place or something. There was like some little dispute. And then a lot of people thought that was his little snarky get back at like handicapped people when he pulled the plug on her because she was basically handicapped. But it was more of a statement it went on like euthanasia.
And wow.
It was just like a powerful, like it's much more, it's like a device to have a powerful movie, you know, like Sophie's Choice. Like, you know, it's not trying to like sum up which child to give to Nazis, but it's just, it makes a compelling movie because it's emotionally wrenching, just like war is emotionally wrenching. And I don't know. I mean, I'm sure his perspective is like, yeah, we're America, we're great. And I guess this guy is somewhat of a liar because his book, he actually got sued by Jesse Ventura. And he lost or something because he said he got into a fight with Jesse Ventura, which
Ooh,
is untrue.
Clint?
The book, the movie, the sniper that the guy,
oh,
the
gotcha.
Book is based
I'm
on.
I'm sorry, I'm losing threads left and right.
Yeah, well, the movie's called American Sniper, and it's based on an American sniper.
Okay.
I don't know if you know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I assumed.
Okay. So, I don't know. And some people are saying it's not a great movie, but I mean, it's, you know, I think it's going to be emotional because you're dealing with, you know, shooting people and that kind of, and war. It's just gripping, and if it's your thing or not. I don't know about propaganda and all that. I would have to see. I mean, I haven't seen the movie, but I would say just go see it and decide for yourself. But
okay, fair enough.
You know, Bradley, my
that was
one.
That was a good film expert analysis.
See,
I liked it. It
I did
good.
Renew my certificate. And I mean, you should just go see it because, I mean, obviously my doppelganger Bradley Cooper is
oh,
in
yes,
there.
Of course.
Well, not right now because I shaved it. Because I'm sort of a mixture between Kevin Spacey and Bradley Cooper, which just makes like a really good act, a good looking actor, I feel like, if they merged into one, which is me. If you see me, if you see like a guy that looks like Kevin Spacey, Bradley Cooper, and Wedding Crashers, Bradley Cooper, not like recent Bradley Cooper. Yeah. So that's me right there in a nutshell. But yeah, decide for your, I mean, some people do, like once a movie comes out, that gives them a bump anyway.
Right.
And of course, Birdman, or it's also, I didn't know this was the other title of Birdman, or in parentheses, The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance.
Yes.
So, but people are raving about that, especially people in the comedic, because you know, Michael Keaton, mm-hmm. I don't know if are you on the Michael Keaton love band.
I love him. He's great.
Because your friend, your BFF, Natalie.
Yes, I remember that interview fondly. That was great. Yes.
We will have to get her back on the phone and see if she's seen this. Or because we gave her a list of Michael Keaton movies to see mm-hmm. in lieu of this as a build-up. Besides, obviously, I just saw the Batman movie, the Michael Keaton Batman movie.
Oh, I love that version.
And it was the one with Catwoman. It was his last one. And if you watch it, it is like, it's very weird and funny.
It's very weird. I really like it. Yeah.
Just like Danny DeVito as Penguin, like throwing out weird things. Like if you just watch it, it's actually just very humorous.
Yeah.
It's not even a, I don't know.
Yeah, that franchise is gone. It's gone very dark. But I like that too. I'm okay with that also. But I really like just fun Batman without like you know like the
1960s Riddler, version
the Riddler you know yeah. that was like who, that was
Jim like, are you talking about
yeah
like
Jim
Carrey
right
oh, like yeah
and just like having those or and like you know Jack Nicholson as the Joker amazing you know that kind
yeah,
of I really like those like versions of the Batman world Gotham universe whatever but I'm not a geek either so whatever I just like a movie because it's good
which
I don't
is
care about the story and the origin and the well it's based on the comic book and like it's faithful in this way but not in this way I don't care is it a good movie cool
right yeah. Your bottom line in it, which is good like hey yeah. And it was what you should do like you kind of have to remove your biases and all this stuff that you carry with you like bottom line do you like it or do you not or mm-hmm. did it move you or whatever or however because that's you know, someone's most likely trying to tell a story, even with Bat, you know, it's like, that's what a good movie is. It tells a story, has an arc, and then you leave. Or, I mean, either it's just a piece of entertainment. Either way, you like it
mm-hmm.
or have an opinion. And that's good, Christy. You're on your way to becoming a movie expert.
Oh, thank you.
So level encouraging. One. Yeah, level one. Of course, Boyhood.
That's the one I do want to see, and I really want to see, and I wanted to see since I read about it before it even came out.
Well, Richard Linklater.
I'm so bad at getting seeing movies, though. It's just like one of my biggest like pet peeves about myself.
Getting out to the movie theater because it's so hard.
It's not even, it's always my favorite thing to do. When I go to the movies, I have the best time. Why am I not doing this every week? It's like the best time.
I don't know why.
I don't know.
You just haven't. Well, because you're just not making the available space for it.
I guess not.
Which I understand because you do get busy and then it's like you do have to carve out like 3-4 hours and then it turns into a thing and you got to find someone to go with most likely. And then coordinating with just one other friend sometimes can be very difficult.
We really need to establish like an ongoing comedy movie club where no matter what's playing, we're going to meet at whichever theater at for the 4:15 on Sunday afternoon. Like, it's always going to be every single week.
Right.
And once we get there, we go, okay, what's playing? Let's check it out. Let's go watch it. And 2 people can show up or 15 people can show up. It doesn't matter how many people show up. Wouldn't that be fun? Can we do that?
We could. I think that's what we'll try to establish in 2015.
That would be really fun. I would love to do that. And then I'd show up for at least a couple of them every month.
And then we could all conglomerate our movie reviews into one big movie review quote thing. And just, you know, everyone just write a sentence on how they feel about this movie.
There you go.
Yeah,
it'll be a fun
like,
little project.
Yeah, the comedy movie club or whatever you want to call it.
I like that. I think that's a fun new project for 2015.
I think so. Well, we still have to go see Top 5 with
I know. We were supposed to see
Top 5.
Which
is one of the best movies.
Ago.
Well, it's still out. I think it's, I mean, it's not nominated, but it's Chris Rock's best work.
Yeah, that's what they say.
I'm sure it is.
I want to see it.
It should be because it's something that he knows. Like, it's in his wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't have to act like he's someone else. He can just act like he's Chris Rock.
Yeah, it's just Chris Rock. Right, right.
So,
But
yeah, Richard Linklater has done some ground. And this was filmed over, like, real time. So he, like, took the kid when he was, like, 12.
Right.
And then all the way till 9. So it was, like, filmed over, like, 12 years.
Yeah, and we could talk about, people have been talking about this movie, though. So any insight we have about Boyhood is not going to matter.
You don't think so?
So fast, let's keep going through the show notes.
I don't know if we have any insight anyway. It just seems like a good thing to try. Like, hasn't been done before as far as I've known. I think they've, like, they have documentaries where they, like, film those boys in Britain and then filmed them, like, 40 years later to see how they grew up. But that's not exactly the same thing. Grand Budapest Hotel with Wes Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
And anything he does has a weird, you know, people. He has, like, a following.
Oh, he's, definitely.
So, I mean, I think he's, like, a film savant. Like, anything he does is interesting, but obviously he's doing something right there because he's on the best. I don't know if he's got nominated before.
Oh, I don't know.
Or wait, Boogie Nights, is that Wes Anderson?
I don't think so.
Or there's another Anderson. I still make slight mistakes. Well, good for Wes, either way. Moving on. The Imitation Game, which I am not familiar with. It must be one of those. I don't know what this is about. Oh, Nora Grossman. Do you know about it?
Oh, yeah. That's the Bumber guy, the crazy Benedict Bumbersnatch or something.
Bumber.
What's his name?
Cumberbatch.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes.
He plays a code breaker in Nazi Germany, and he breaks the hardest code that's ever been created by man. And it was based on a true story.
Oh, right. The German Enigma encryption machine.
Yeah.
The group's leader, the brilliant, eccentric Alan Turing, must hide his homosexuality or risk. Oh, so it's all mixed in with social politics and code breaking and war. You got everything there.
Everything. All the emotional pressure points.
I mean, I feel like most British guys are secretly homosexual. So
wow. Okay.
Did I just lose viewers in Great Britain? Are you tuning in on the TuneIn app? I apologize. It's just the way you guys.
That random opinion you have about, like, the English.
Well, you know, because they always act so. It's just when you act so dignified and kind of uptight, it's kind of like makes you seem a little effeminate, not gay. Okay, in this day and age, we gotta be careful about everything we say.
I know. Well, you don't always have to be, but when you're.
Well, I mean, I don't want like
the radio. I suppose.
I don't want to go to the old standby, but yeah, I mean, I don't want to like. I'm not judging anybody. I don't like. It's fine. Whatever you want to. Hey, man, find love.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, our friend Seinfeld once said.
Like I said, hey, man. I watched Troy 2 times in a row, and it wasn't for the war. Let's just say that. Shirtless Brad Pitt. Not judging anybody.
Now, what is that movie I do want to see? Oh, gosh. No. Yeah, you keep talking.
Since you did a good job
The thinking when a person's just sitting thinking in front of a microphone, that makes for super good radio.
Yeah. Well, we do have to wrap. This will be like part one of our Oscar show, because we only have 2 minutes left before my. How do you spell your? Do you spell it with 1D or how do you spell a movie? Sports Madness. I'm
Sports
sorry.
Madness. What do you mean?
Just MAD, like regular madness.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I spelled mine with 2Ds.
I told
D's.
Him that you spelled it the correct way, unlike him.
I spell it with 2 Ds because it's extra madness, man. It's the regional way to spell it.
That was about the first 10 minutes of our conversation today, actually.
Yeah, well, it's madness, man. All right, well, yeah, we should wrap it up because we did. Mr. AJ was kind enough. Look at, am I not on the?
Do you want on the microphone? You can have this microphone.
We're talking movies.
It is going to be a movie.
You think so? You know what? Here's my opinion on, we'll wrap it up with as my sports take.
Do it.
I want to hear from you. North Tonawanda, call in. No. Oh, I just broke the mic. I wouldn't even be surprised if Bill Belichick framed this whole thing himself, because if you notice, that's all people are talking about, and it's taking the pressure right off his team, and he can focus on the game while everyone on the Seahawks is forced to answer questions about it, and it's causing a distraction. Because why would they retest the ball's PSI anyway afterwards? Because, you know, the ref checked it to begin with, the beginning of the game, like they always do, and it passed the test. So why did they go back and retest it if I think he secretly deflated him, called in secretly and said, check the ball pressure, and then they checked it, and then I started this whole thing, and now that's all people are talking about, and he could just secretly focus on the game, and it's really causing a stir. Which is a good way to win the game.
Robert Kraft had this to say about it on the air.
What's that? Okay, he just.
I got a bind. Like, he knew what put it on.
I can't do it. Did you plug it in?
Yeah, I plugged it in.
This is going to be, we're going to do a mashup. This is like movie.
Madness.
Movie
mashup.
And sports madness.
Expect and hope that the league would apologize to our entire
It's Robert Kraft. Speaking. He's addressing. Who's he addressing?
I would expect and hope that the league would apologize to our entire team. I would expect and hope that the league.
This is like the remix of this speech.
You guys can hear it? Oh,
respect and hope.
This is what is going on here. Are you not a radio professional?
To our entire team.
All right, there you go. Oh, it's just a mess around WPNY tonight.
You wanted madness. There you go.
Yeah, you wanted the madness. Here you go.
The production values that are usually so high on my show have fallen. I'm trying to
we'll restore it on sports.
Oh, gosh.
All right, we're going to sign off because I've lost control of my own show.
You really have.
All right, we're gonna cut to this commercial, but thanks for listening, guys. And then your regularly scheduled program of sports madness.
Oh,
but I will be back next week, and we're going to continue this. Will Christy Rock be back? Well, that's a cliffhanger that you're going to have to tune into to find out. That's how I'm going to end every show now, with a cliffhanger. All right, Jay Snow is going to play us out as my microphone.
Night-night. Dip
slower. Thanks, Christy, for being on.
Two thumbs up, hold on, waste your cash. Just kick back, because the screen has begun. The madness starts in 3, 2, 1.